Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Let's Talk America. I am your host. My name is Lewis, and I want to talk about a very specific topic today. It is having your own business. Now, I've been having my own business for a while. Well, not that long, probably a little bit less than a year. Now, I know a lot of people want to have, you know, one day have their own business with their own boss, have financial freedom. But it is a lot of work. I did a lot of reading. My business itself, what we do is staffing and recruiting for different companies. Now, I'm going to tell you the little steps that I've gone through. I did this for 13 years. I also read books. I looked in YouTube, got myself some information on several things that I need to do. But the only thing that they don't mention at all is that you need to have worker comps insurance, liability insurance, payroll. Now, the payroll that I have has to be dealt with my workers comp. Due to that I was a new company, they need to make sure that they're able to do the payroll for them. It is a little pricey. You do have to pay a little bit more, but it's certain steps that you need to have before, you know, you could do your own things. So that's what I had to do. Now, a lot of YouTube videos didn't mention that. A lot of books don't mention that. And I always wonder why. So this is the second time I actually attempt to have a staffing company. The first time I didn't last that long because I wasn't too prepared for it. It was like a test trial for me. I did fall flat in my face. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, making sure that, you know, oh, yeah, everything was fine and dandy. No. I failed and failed and failed multiple times, but I took it as a learning experience. Now, there's a quote that I've read from a young man. He's an actor, actually. He was in Game of Thrones. But this quote stuck with me. It said, "Ever try, ever fail, no matter, try again. Fail again, fail better." And that quote itself has stuck with me for several years now and actually has been my motivation to keep going forward with my business. Now, my business is doing a lot better than what I did with the first time, but it's still, you know, you get your days that you're looking at it and be like, am I doing this right? Or should I just close it up and just get myself a 9-to-5 job? And, you know, but it's all about your motivation, because things are going to be hard sometimes. Things are going to be going wrong. Not everything's going to go your way. And that's how you know if you are built for this or if you really want it. If you really want it, you're going to keep going, you know, even when you feel like you're on the bottom of the floor and you can go any further, that you're about to throw in the towel, you keep going. Normally people say, you know, you have to have a plan B, but that's not true. Other people have mentioned that, you know, you need to have a plan B, make sure that, you know, you have a backup just in case that doesn't work. No, if you want this to work, you have to make sure that this is the only plan that you have, because nothing else will help you out. Because you're going to think about it and be like, oh, I could fall back into something else. No. So that's why you won't give that dedication to your business. But if you only know that this is the only thing that you have to push yourself forward, you're going to push yourself forward every single day. Now, I am the only one in my company that is doing everything. I'm doing the recruiting. I'm doing the staffing. I'm going out and looking for clients. I'm doing the payroll. I'm doing basically every single step. So later on, when I hire people for this, I already know what they have to do and how everything has to be done. And this goes with any type of business. You need to know the business before you even start it. Let's talk about different ones. Like, you know, there's people that want to have their own either coffee shop, grocery store. You need to know the business. You need to know what certain certifications, what kind of products or things like that you need to have, what kind of insurance you need to have for your employees, all of that. other things like real estate. Real estate right now is real big. Yes, a lot of people want to get a real estate license. But you have to make sure that you are certain with certain things that you might need to know. You need to know how the market is doing. You need to know who is buying, who's selling, if it's a buyer's market, if it's a seller's market. Also, you need to make sure that you are constantly, doing things as a real estate, putting yourself out there, not only by word of advertisement, but with social media and things like that. I'm a firm believer that I want to make sure that my business does so good that I no longer have to introduce myself. That's how I want my business to get to. That everybody's going to know my name from the moment that I step foot into their business. They're going to know who I am and what I do. But again, this is for every other type of business. Do your homework on it. Learn from people that have done this before, because I guarantee you see videos on Instagram, you probably see videos on Facebook, you probably see videos on YouTube of all these people being successful. But you have to understand that being successful, you have to go through certain failures and certain sacrifices that you have to make. You have to be willing to take those sacrifices. You have to be willing to, take those failures as a learning experience, not just fail and quit and give up. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to my podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It was very knowledgeable for you. If you have any questions, please let me know. If you're an entrepreneur and if I could get in contact with you, pick your brain or, you could pick mine. We could feed off from each other. Let me know as well. Thank you very much, guys, and you have a good night.